Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
But of course, when you are isolated, you've got to stay home from work. And we got this email in, just wondering if you could throw in a message about the current issue half the country's having with illness benefit payment not being paid, even though certs are being put through. I was due to buy my Christmas presents the week before Christmas. I wasn't paid, so I went without Christmas presents for my family. And 3 years later, or 3 weeks later rather, still haven't been paid. People on Facebook are saying they haven't been paid within the last 8 weeks, and they're still waiting. It's a disgrace, and it'd be great to hear someone give me a reason for what's causing that issue. I have no money now to pay my loans, I'm going into debt, I have no money even for food. I'm very stressed out. Thanks for taking the time to read this. Now, he doesn't refer as to whether it's to do with sick benefit or having to isolate or anything like that, but let's catch up on that and the law in general from Kiana Kenny, who is Employment Law Specialist with Cumann Kelleher Tobin. Kiana, good morning.
Good morning, PJ.
Good to speak with you. Just focus in on the isolation issue for now. If I'm supposed to isolate for 7 days and I can't go to work, have I any entitlement to pay?
You may have entitlement to pay from your employer depending on your employer's scheme. So it depends on what exactly your contract of employment says and what exactly your employer's, you know, handbook or policy around sick leave or absence from work. So, but if you're not sick, you don't apply, you know, and that's the difficulty. But what if you're not sick, but you have to stay at home because the HSE have designated you as a close contact or at risk person, and you either have to self-isolate, which is where you stay in your room, or restrict where you stay in your home, and restrict all your movements.
Are there any entitlements there for people who have to do that?
There is. So there has been difficulties. And I mean, I think there's been a lot of difficulties and the rules keep changing, which doesn't help. So it's very difficult for people to even get their heads around it. What I would say is the HSC and the HSC and the mywelfare.ie have both updated their websites now. So there's various different categories of what applies depending on why you can't go to work and what category you fit into. But since the 3rd of January of 2022, so last week essentially, there is now an enhanced illness benefit, which applies to people who are absent from work, confined to home, where they have been told to self-isolate or restrict their movements and they cannot go to work, whether or not they have COVID or not. So these might be people who don't have COVID.
Okay. That's thousands of people right now, Kleena.
It is. And the difficulty and the delays, no doubt, are being caused, number one, by the amount of applications that the department are receiving and the fact that they themselves have absenteeism due to COVID and or COVID restrictions. So there is, it's a huge difficulty.
How much money will people get if they can get it?
The enhanced illness benefit is €350 per week. So it's actually more than the normal illness benefit. It's €350 per week, and you will get that for the 5 to 10 days, depending on which category you fit into. Have you had a booster? Have you had vaccination? Have you had no vaccination? Depending on which category you're in. But they have changed the rules. So, you know, the way you had to have a PCR test.
Yes.
Up until now, you had to have a PCR test to even apply for this. Because of the problems with the testing system, that has changed. So if you're under 40 now, you don't need a PCR test. If you've under 40, you've done your home antigen test and you've got in touch with the HSE and ordered your antigen test kit, that test kit, your text from the HSE saying that you've ordered the test kit, that will be sufficient for the Department of Social Welfare to accept your application for illness benefit.
So just to break this down into very simple layman's terms, Tiana, as of today, so this is what? This is the 12th of January. If, for example, I get a ping that I am a close contact and maybe I'm not vaccinated fully, I need to stay home for a week, then I can apply for this enhanced illness benefit.
Enhanced illness benefit, yes.
Right.
If you are not in a position to work from home or if you are in a position where your employer is not going to pay you, and like that, some of this, I mean, look, there are endless arrangements that are made with employers and employees over certain things. If you've stayed home because you're a close contact or because you have a small child who is a close contact and has been pinged and therefore can't go to work, you know, there's various accommodations that are being reached with employers on a case-by-case basis in relation to whether or not you will get paid and work the hours up later, or, you know, or that you can do some hours or you can do lesser hours, or if you can do no hours whatsoever, or you have a job that just can't be worked remotely, then, you know, absolutely the enhanced illness benefit will cover you. So the ping you get, the text that says you're a close contact, you must stay at home, that is what you submit to mywelfare.ie. And it's an online application.
There's the website, mywelfare.ie, and that's updated. Yeah. How frequently is that updated, Tiana?
In fairness, it's updated. It has the current system. I mean, we now know that the close contact rules are probably going to change today with the cabinet meeting. So again, I would expect the update to happen today, tomorrow on the website. But at the moment, they have the enhanced illness benefit details are all up on the gov.ie and mywelfare.ie.
Okay. With regards to our misfortune correspondent who got caught there before Christmas, what's bothering them is the delay. Like, the delay, that's very hard on people.
It's very hard on people. And I mean, it has been raised a number of times with the minister and with the state. I mean, I suspect it is just the volume of applications that came in December. Plus, they, you know, no doubt, like any employer and any state body, they're missing employees. They have an absence issue due to, again, COVID and restriction of people who have been told to self-isolate or self-restrict. If your application is correct and you have all the information sent, you should be getting your payment. And I mean, I looked into this last night again, and I mean, I've seen anecdotally on various platforms, some people are getting their payments within a few days.
Good.
Within the week. But more people, like that unfortunate emailer, seems to have been delayed in the system some way. I mean, the advice at that point is try and contact the department. Now, the phone lines, you'll be waiting, but try and hang on ringing them, try emailing them. It may be that perhaps, you know, your snapshot or your photograph of the cert didn't go in, or your cert from your GP didn't go in properly, that there's something missing in your application. And that's what's slowing it down. But it's really up to the person themselves, unfortunately, to chase it up. You know, ideally, the department should be coming back to you and telling you there's a problem with your application. But with the volume of applications, my advice would be, if there's a delay, if you're getting to, you know, 10 days, 14 days with no payment, I'd be ringing them, I'd be emailing them to see, have they got all the documents? Is there something missing? And if there isn't, the other option is, of course, I mean, sometimes a very open chat with your employer, wherein maybe have a discussion with them, see if they are in a position to perhaps pay you and you refund them when your illness benefit comes back. You know, I mean, I'm not saying a lot of employers won't be in a position to do that. A lot of employers are put to the pin of their collar at the moment to try and keep the doors open on their businesses. But at the same time, conversations, you know, you know, your employer is a human too, and employees, and you know, these things can usually be worked out with conversations and discussions.
Just lastly, Cliona, Kevin points out one difficulty for some people, particularly say in the entertainment industry, who are entitled to a PUP or other such payment. They need a welfare card. They can't get a card because they can't get an appointment. They're goosed.
Yeah. That's exactly it. The system is just very, very slow at the moment and grinding to a halt. It's so difficult to try and get through the system at the moment.
Right.
And unfortunately, now the thing is, once if you are entitled to a benefit, you'll get it. You know, you will get it. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, like
eventually.
Eventually, yeah, you'll get it eventually. But I mean, you know, that's no good to people trying to put the food on the table. It's a dreadful situation. It's a terrible situation.
All right, Cliona, thank you very much for being with us on the Opinion Line. Employment law specialist at Cumann Kelleher Tobin Solicitors, Cliona Kelly. Thank you for being with us. Mywelfare.ie is the website you should look at. And since the 3rd of January, the enhanced illness benefit, if you have to isolate or you can't go in, you'll get paid. That at least is a good development.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.